Good morning. Saturday.
I'll be jumping around.
It's a cloudy day here in the Bronx. It's starting to clear up. We're about, about 10 minutes to 12 noon. And
college kids
today,
can't wait.
Want to talk about something concerning the NBA. I'm watching Michael Jordan smoking a big stogie, probably Dominican. I hope it is. We make some of the best cigars in the world using Cuban seeds, let's be honest. Okay? But anyway, here he's being interviewed. And I'm not necessarily concerned about what this interview is dealing with, which is about legacy and being Michael Jordan. I mean, this guy transcends sports. And the thing is, he's always being compared to LeBron James. And LeBron James is trying to eclipse his records. My thing is, you know, 3 months from now, I'll be 62 years old. I'll be, I guess, if I want to, I'll be early retired. I'm already retired from the school system since 2018. And the thing is, LeBron James could go ahead and get 8 basketball NBA titles. It wouldn't change anything, as far as I'm concerned, in the conversation. Because clearly, there is no conversation, actually. Why these people are being compared is totally unfair. You don't compare Bill Russell to Shaquille O'Neal. You know what I mean? Come on, it's too far in between, too much. Michael Jordan, in his time, was the best player, and he demonstrated it. But he also lost before he won. So did LeBron James, and people are fixated on always making these comparisons. For some reason or another, it's just because they're paid to do that. Okay, they're gas bags. The sportscasters, these guys, these pundits, that's what they do. They're former athletes. They're getting paid. You can't compare the basketball that was played in the 70s and 80s to what's played now. Charles Oakley, Charles Barkley, Anthony Mason, Patrick Ewing, the Boston Celtics, the entire team, the Detroit Pistons, the entire team. You couldn't play with those guys like that. The Miami Heat, Alonzo, you think Mourning was going to let you come through the middle and just score on them? The Kemba Mutombo? But you know now, the way basketball is played, just like football, the NFL also does the same thing. And even Major League Baseball is trying to get in on this. This whole nonsense. So in the case of baseball, they want to speed the game up. In the case of football, they don't want you to touch the quarterback. He is sacrosanct. He's a god. And if you touch him, you run the risk of being expelled from the game.
Do you have Medicare?
You know? Do you have Medicaid? Here's a number for you. 800-416-9054 to see if you qualify for Gold Medical Benefits Health Center. All right? We're giving you this free commercial because we are on public access. You know, we're doing this through Anchor, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We are all over. Martin Espinal, also known as the Exile Exhorter. And we're talking sports this morning, baseball, basketball, football. In particular, the comparison that's always being made between Michael Jordan and LeBron James, which to me has no legitimacy whatsoever. And we're giving this commercial play because, again, like I said, we're doing this through podcast. And here we have, you know, free service. Anyone can use it. Anchor. It's one of the greatest things in America. Anyone can have a blog. Here we have now a commercial where people are being socially distanced when they come meet folks in their homes and whatnot. And, you know, folks are being reminded that the one thing they must do this year, whether you vote for President Trump or whether you vote for Uncle Joe Biden or you vote for a third party, which would be a waste, really, people got to get out and vote. I think the situation is so dire that it requires for us to do that, to make sure that we do vote, because things are incredibly difficult right now for all Americans. The COVID-19 is not going anywhere, whether we want to make it go away or not. Magically, it's not going to happen. Well, anyway, going back to what we were speaking about, baseball is trying to make the game go faster because they know that the 18 to 54 or 25 to 54, you know, those people in that range right there, you know, especially the millennials, they don't care for baseball because it requires a certain amount of patience, you know, and people nowadays only have 5 minutes of patience. Of actual ability to focus on something. The attention span, as we understand it, is 5 minutes nowadays. So how can you work with that? Anyway, Michael Jordan and LeBron James cannot be compared. LeBron James could not get away with the things he does get away with now in the 80s, in the 70s and 80s. Willis Reed or Dave DeBusschere, somebody would have laid him out. Come through the middle, you're going to get hit. And what I used to tell my players when I coached junior varsity high school basketball and varsity girls basketball, I taught defense first and foremost, pressure defense, where you tired out your opponent by having somebody always put pressure on the ball. Now, this is an old style of basketball. Now it's all run and gun. But we were successful using that formula because you cut off passing lanes and your defense becomes, in effect, your offense. Nowadays, you can't play defense because if you use your hands, let's say, just holding on to somebody, which we were able to do so, you know, you put your elbow on them. But sometimes you slip your hand on them to keep them in place so that you can play defense because you got to box out. Nowadays, no one knows how to box out. They don't do that. It's very rare. Kawhi Leonard has a game that's reminiscent of the 70s because no one does it. That mid-range game. It's all about the three-pointer and then going to the boards and dunking it as hard as you can. In fact, if you want to watch a better brand of basketball, I would say go watch the women's professional leagues or even women's basketball, college basketball, because that's where they play sets. They run plays. In the NBA, no, it's all, you know, all man for himself. Give it to LeBron. He's going to come through the middle. If you touch him, it's a foul. Now, I used to tell my players, man, you got 5 fouls. If you're going to let somebody go through the middle, you're going to be sitting here next to me. I don't need you out down the court if you're afraid to foul somebody or if you're afraid to take a hard foul. And that's what happens nowadays. All these players are soft. Let's be honest. They're soft. They don't take the rigors. They get hit. They fake it. They go to acting classes to learn how to flop. So LeBron James, you could get 8 titles, but you'll never be as good as Michael Jordan because Jordan played in a different era where basketball was played in a different way, where you had to take blows and you were willing to do so to get those points. You worked for it. Nowadays, it's all about run and gun. It makes money. China likes it, I guess. You know, Nike and that whole nonsense. The guy in Houston got fired because he couldn't say nothing. Same thing as the New York Post. You can't say nothing about Hunter Biden getting money from these foreign companies. They all do it. The Trumps, it's not like the Trumps ain't doing it. I mean, come on. The Trump Foundation, the Trump Organization, Ivanka, Donald Jr., Eric, even Tiffany and them. Barron, who knows what his interests are? How many businesses are named in his name? Come on, folks. Let's not be foolish here. All these party tricksters are in it for the money. So let's be honest. Let's cut the crap. And let's be, you know. The thing is, don't forget to go vote on November 3rd. All right? The Mets, they got to get rid of that kid, Brody. They got a new ownership coming in. They got my man coming back, Alderson. I expect them to improve. Okay? They got to do something about these contracts. Cano, I don't know how you eat that, but he did hit this year. The Yankees, what do you do about Gary Sanchez? What do you do about Judge? And even Stanton. These guys, in the case of my man from Dominican Republic, Sanchez, oye, no batió, mano. You know, the thing with Sanchez is this. If he doesn't hit, he doesn't play defensively well. The two things work together for him. He has to be good offensively for him to be good defensively. I know you understand me on that one. In the case of Judge, he gets hurt too much. Big guy, no durability. Let's get some pieces for him. You know, he can always get pitching. I mean, you know, it's all about pitching in baseball. And it is what it is. If you don't like baseball the way it is, it's a waste of your time, so don't watch it. You know? They still make plenty of money. Not this year, not with the COVID. Everybody lost money. The NFL, once again, Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, they'll be okay. You know? Relax. These guys have been at it for a while. They know what they're doing. I'm intrigued by Buffalo. Can Josh get some confidence back again? The Giants and the Jets. What am I going to say? I'm a New Yorker. True and true. Well, you know, the Jets might as well lose all the games, yo. And you know, this Trevor Lawrence thing. I don't know, man. You know, if you're going to be that bad, shit, you gotta build that team, man. You gotta do something. I don't know. Darnold, let's get a new coach for sure. There's no confidence in the locker room, so you need new leadership. Who would you go get? I'd go get that kid from the Patriots. Make it an offensive team. You know, Josh. I'll go try to get him. Give him the job with the Jets. I think he can do something. He's sort of like the kid McVay with the Rams. Hockey, the Rangers look real good, yo. The Rangers got a lot of young players coming in. It's a youth movement that should give us some added wins this year. I think we'll be going to the playoffs this year. That's my take on the Rangers. The Giants, we won one game. We had chances to be maybe three games. But I don't know, man. Philadelphia always gets us. Herm Edwards. It's always something, man. Jaworski, something happens, man. The Yankees, again, Gary Sanchez. What y'all going to do? You better sign DJ LeMahieu. Give him his money and go from there. Okay? He can play four positions. He can do anything on that field. And you need him to steady that offensive lineup. Okay, Judge, I don't know, and Stanton. If I can get something, I'll give him up. I need pitching. You always need pitching. Give that kid Garcia more chances. He's going to be good. He's got that Pedro in him. And you know I'm Dominican. So I'm praying for him. Severino should be back. Oh, boy. And you know what? Betances. I don't think he's working out with the Mets. If I were the Yankees, I'd give him another shot in the minor leagues. See if we can build up his arm again. And I think he would prefer to be back in the Bronx than ever be in Queens. And the whole COVID thing, you know, so let's hope that next year, let's pray more than anything that we do something and that something comes and God sheds his light on us and that our prayers are answered and that we can go back maybe to some modicum of normality. I don't know if we could ever achieve that ever again. I think we're going to have to wear these masks for the foreseeable future. Be a new generation that will be born, I guess, predisposed to wearing masks. The evolution of the human species continues as we speak. It has never ended. Until next time, Popó, el hijo de David y Miyaya, Martin Espinal, the Exile Exhorter, hoping that you enjoy and have a great weekend and that you take time to meditate. Take 5 minutes to yourself, for yourself. Go in the bathroom, look in the mirror, observe, look in your eyes. See if you like what you see. If you don't, we got some work to do, that's all. Be good to yourself. Remember, that's the most important thing. You must be good to yourself. Until next time, 5 minutes after 12, God bless you. Be well. Bye. Until next time.